This is a Channel Africa podcast. You can also get Channel Africa on satellite, PAS-10, DSTV Audio Bouquet 802, and OpenView Bouquet, Channel 628.
So currently, Mothers to Matters works in 10 African countries, and at the moment in time, we employ over 1,500 women living with HIV to work as frontline health workers, which we call mentor mothers, to deliver the health services in health facilities and in communities where they live.
And why in particular women who are HIV positive or living with HIV, what does this mean going forward? And, you know, I'm sure the thinking is how they would be able to deal and speak to the community.
Right. So in order to answer that question, we'll have to track back a little bit to why Mothers to Matters was started from the beginning. So Mothers to Matters was born in 2001 South Africa at the height of the AIDS pandemic. So at that time, even though routine testing for pregnant women was available and antiretroviral therapy was available in some clinics, a lot of women, because of the stigma and discrimination associated with HIV, found it really hard to get on treatment. So our founder, who was a medical doctor, came up with a very simple yet very visionary idea to employ women living with HIV to share their experiences of overcoming the HIV diagnosis. And their experiences of, you know, having protected their children from being born with the virus with other women who are newly diagnosed with HIV. So how this really helped is that, you know, the women had a connection. They had shared experiences on, you know, from where they come from with the illness or the virus that they were living with it. And as well as the experience of, you know, needing to protect their unborn or newborn children from the virus. So that model is still the core of Mothers to Matters to this day. So our mentor mothers, who are the women living with HIV, to this day work at health facilities and door-to-door in the communities. And like I said, because they have shared experiences with their clients, it makes them very effective to deliver the health services as well as health education that the other women need. So we're keeping that to the core of what we do as the organization, that peer-led solution.
And how do you plan to reduce preventable deaths and end AIDS?
Well, once again, to tackle that question, we have to think about first the difference between HIV and AIDS. So I'd need the listeners to remember that HIV is just a virus that, if left untreated, can cause AIDS, which is terminal. So ending AIDS does not mean that there will no longer be people living with HIV. What it really means is that there'll be almost no new HIV infections, and that people living with HIV will be getting the treatment that they need to stay healthy. So, in fact, what most people don't know is that today, with how efficient and effective treatment is, once a person is taking the treatment as prescribed, they get to what we call undetectable viral loads. And once they get to that level, it also means that they cannot transmit the virus to either their sexual partner or their newborn or unborn baby. So that's where we are. So basically, as Mothers to Matters, what we're trying to get to is to achieve what the United Nations has set as standards, meaning that we want to get 95% of people living with HIV to get to know their status. So we need to get them tested. And of those who have been tested and confirmed to be living with HIV, we need those people to be on the treatment that they need. And the people who are on treatment, 95% of them need to have these levels that I just mentioned, which are undetectable viral loads. That way, we are basically nipping HIV at the bud. But that does not mean that we stop using condoms, we stop using other measures of protection. So if a person living with HIV has undetectable viral loads and is also practicing safer sex, then that creates sort of like a double barrier of, you know, transmitting the virus. And that's essentially what we're trying to get to.
How has the response been from the communities and countries that you are currently working in been like?
So in the countries that Mothers to Mothers works in 2021, we were able to achieve these United Nations targets 4 years ahead of time. The communities and the clients that are enrolled in the Mothers to Mothers program have proven to us that this works. But it only works if people have the right support that they have when they have the correct health education, and also when health services are delivered in spaces where they are accessible to them. So this is why Mothers to Mothers does not confine itself within the clinic or the healthcare facility walls, but we go door to door in the communities to deliver services right where the people are. And in addition to that, so we are also evolving as the organization to include other services where we, you know, educate people about tuberculosis, malaria, and we pre-screen them for non-communicable diseases such as hypertension and diabetes, as well as cervical cancers. And many of these, we need to remember, most of the time are care alongside HIV in settings of marginalized or poor communities.
Now, Nosy, very quickly, just in wrapping up, if people want to get involved in whether working together or in support of Mothers to Mothers, how do they get a hold of you?
Wonderful. So people can get a hold of Mothers to Mothers via our website, which is www.m4mother2m.org. So that's www.m2m.org. Or they can reach us on our Facebook and Instagram pages at Mothers to Mothers, or via Twitter at M2M Tweet.
That podcast was courtesy of Channel Africa, the African perspective.